Public News Service doing newscast December the 14th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. A high-stakes global climate conference wrapped up this week with a new agreement concerning fossil fuels in place. But it wasn't just elected leaders having talks. Environmental justice advocates from Minnesota are reflecting on their participation.
At the two-week-long COP28 summit, some 200 countries agreed to a more aggressive push in phasing out energy sources like coal. Underneath those high-profile negotiations were discussions about helping underdeveloped countries affected by climate disasters. Catalina Ortiz with Minnesota's Communities Organizing Latino Power in Action says it aligns with COPAL's desire to make environmental justice a priority.
We need to continue pressuring our world leaders to do better and to continue making sure that we're putting community lives before profit.
Earlier in the conference, leaders agreed to establish a loss and damage fund of nearly $800 million for smaller nations vulnerable to climate change. I'm Mike Moen.
Meantime, the House voted Wednesday to formally open an impeachment inquiry into President Biden, pushing forward with a year-long GOP investigation that has failed to produce evidence of anything approaching high crimes or misdemeanors. That from the New York Times. Republicans said the vote was needed to give them full authority to continue carrying out their investigation amid anticipated legal challenges from the White House. Democrats have denounced the inquiry as a fishing expedition and a political stunt. The Times notes GOP leaders refrained for months from calling a vote to open an impeachment inquiry, given the reservations of mainstream Republicans about moving forward without proof that Biden had done anything wrong. And offshore wind development in the Great Lakes region has had a turbulent history and faced many challenges.
Despite early proposals and plans, no commercial wind turbines have been installed in the region more than a decade later. Doug Bassett, an associate professor at Michigan State University who studies the acceptance of renewables, says Michigan isn't any closer to ramping up this technology than it was 10 years ago.
A lot of policymakers are hesitant to get offshore wind attached to their name because it's such a controversial technology. I think people are afraid to kind of push it forward.
While floating wind turbines are a potential solution for addressing concerns about visibility and environmental impacts, offshore wind in the Great Lakes continues to face political and public resistance. Earlier this month, the Lake Erie Energy Development Corporation, or LEEDCO, made the decision to halt the Ohio project indefinitely. Farah Siddiqui reporting.
Across the lakes in Canada, the province of Ontario imposed a moratorium on offshore wind, citing a lack of scientific research on the turbine impacts. This is Public News Service. Planned Parenthood workers in Iowa, Nebraska, and Minnesota have filed an unfair labor practices complaint with the National Labor Relations Board. They are claiming the company isn't bargaining in good faith on a new contract.
It's been more than a year, and bargaining teams for Planned Parenthood and its healthcare clinic workers, represented by the Service Employees International Union, have met nearly three dozen times. Ashley Schmidt, a Planned Parenthood training specialist in western Iowa, says she's one of the few remaining members of the original bargaining team. She says the two sides are still far apart on some basic issues.
We are really trying to get better wages and better health care. Those are two really big asks.
Schmidt says slight progress has been made, but the latest contract offer from Planned Parenthood presented all 14 members of the union bargaining team with what's known as a final written notice, making them at-will employees. Planned Parenthood says it has continued to bargain in good faith. I'm Mark Moran.
And in today's politically polarized world, holiday office parties and family gatherings can lead to increasing tensions, arguments, and even long-term damage to important relationships.
In Christine Miles is author of the book, What Is It Costing You Not to Listen?, which offers tips on how to navigate difficult conversations. She says instead of trying to challenge someone you disagree with, ask them questions like a journalist would to learn the story behind their position.
Let that person talk more, sit back and listen to understand, seek the perspective they're coming from, and then the de-escalation begins. It's not about agreement, that's just about where are you coming from.
Psychologists have warned that holding back your feelings when that funny uncle makes an off-color comment can actually cause harm. I'm Joe Ullery reporting.
And finally, some tips from our Alex Gonzalez. With the holiday gift-giving season here, consumer advocates want to make sure parents and caregivers understand the threats that toys can pose to kids.
Teresa Murray with the U.S. PERG Education Fund says it's crucial for parents to do their homework and know what they're buying. The group's most recent toy safety report highlights the growing popularity of smart toys. Murray adds toy manufacturers are making everything from stuffed animals and dolls to race car tracks and even board games more tech-friendly.
So a lot of times these companies are collecting data. Maybe they're using it for play, but then they're also using it in many cases to market things to your child that maybe you don't want your child to have, or they're just putting information in these databases.
You can make sure the toys you buy or that your child already has are safe by following tips at toysafetytips.org. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. Remember, listener supported. Here are some radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.